RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Black and red for the holidays. Sabres home to the Flyers tonight, and they are looking to make amends for the most recent meeting between these two, which happened in Philadelphia at the start of the month. Buffalo's looking for their first four-game win streak of the season. Welcome in on Sabres Live with Marty and Brian.
Throwback Thursdays, Duffers, and that's the way it goes. I totally forgot about it, so I'm wearing blue today. You are wearing the red and the black, and you got the Santa hat with the goat head on it. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Now, for that generation of fans that remember the Sabres going from the blue and gold to the goat head black and red, obviously, you know, the Ottawa Senators were a big playoff rival. Started in 97 with the Derek Plant and then, you know, Pekka Yashin and Pominville and everything. But I think the Flyers probably close to the Ottawa Senators would rival that. Man, we played them in the playoffs all the time.
Well, they ended up playing them more, yes.
And, yeah. You know, the Steve Shields, Gard Snow fight and, you know, everything that happens. So I think this is very fitting for a throwback Thursday to have the Flyers in town because of those 90s rivalry. The, was it Sean Burke who was in net in 98 in the playoffs? I think it was Sean Burke was in net 98 in the playoffs. Because Sabres beat him.
Oh,
then they beat Montreal.
Groshek, Montreal
was Pekka and then lost to Washington in the conference finals. So, there was some massive, massive goat head orange and black matchups back in the days.
Carolina is the number one team in the Eastern Conference points percentage-wise. Who is number two?
Number two right now, I will say the Washington Capitals.
Philadelphia Flyers.
No way.
Yes. That's why I ask these questions.
There's so many teams
that
have played.
They have a 625 points percentage, which is second in the East, only to Carolina. They have an 8-3-3 record in the last 14, which includes the win over Buffalo. They have points in five straight games. Granted, they lost three of them, but two of them were in back-to-back shootouts against Carolina. They are 2-0-3 in the last five. They are picking up points. They have a top 10 goals against average. They have the highest scoring new player, you know, new to a team Trevor Zegras. Mm-hmm. And they've navigated some pretty significant injuries. And I really think not enough people are giving the Flyers their due as we get close to the halfway point.
Well, so number one, the Washington Capitals are third in point percentage in the Eastern Conference. So I was close. So I didn't just take a shot and completely miss. But because the Flyers, you know, they kind of have been sneaking in. Like the Islanders had this moment where they were really good. They beat the Colorado Avalanche. People are talking about Patrick Waugh and the Islanders. And, you know, Carolina and Washington and Detroit has had their moments. And so you're looking around, and the Flyers just consistently are doing their thing. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Goaltending has been a big point of emphasis for the Flyers this year. Vladar has looked really good. Ersson has looked a lot better, not having to play all these games. And somehow he got worn down really quickly after playing 15, 20, 25 games in the last few years. And then he gets to 45, 50, and he can't play anymore. So it has been a big difference. They got Rasmus Ristolainen mm-hmm. back in his first game in almost a year.
Yep.
Which I got to see Risto a couple of times. I saw him on the ice yesterday, saw him this morning, talked to him a little bit. You know what? He's still very much, I don't want to say involved, but more engaged into what's going on in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. He said to me, man, I know we're in the Eastern Conference and we're battling for playoff spots, but I really hope that, you know, it happens. It happens soon. I love my time here. So it was great to talk to Risto and just have a little chat for 5-10 minutes.
Well, we're expecting the goaltending matchup to be Lyon versus Ersson. And, mm-hmm. you know, you mentioned Vladar. You know, I talked about I think I surprised you a little bit when we talked about Vladar in the summer, just how strong a finish he had in Calgary last year.
Yes.
It was overlooked because Wolf was writing the script that he was writing and keeping them in the hunt. But every time Vladar had to play last year in the final 6 weeks, there was no margin for error. There was almost no run support, and he did really well. So, look, I wasn't going to base his career off of a six-week run with how it ended in Calgary, but I was optimistic that this could work for Philadelphia, and Vladar's numbers are terrific. But again, we're expecting Ersson tonight and Lyon, which is most important here on Sabres Live. Mm-hmm. As we look at the lineup with him, we're expecting Kesselring to join the defense corps, which
yes.
is great because he's missed 14. Mattias Samuelsson's going to be on the show a little bit later on today. Obviously, there's still illness going through the team. Peyton Krebs should be able to go, so, you know, we're going to be hopeful there.
I walked in the locker room this morning after the morning skate when the media was allowed to walk in the locker room, and there was a couple of guys that were kind of like coughing and covering themselves and making sure that it doesn't spread around, and it's hard. Like, you're in such close quarters, and
yeah.
I've been there, you know. You're trying to do your best, but obviously...
Dude, we just had a cross-country flight with them after Seattle.
Yeah, I felt like I wanted to pull, like, some plastic papers from the back of the plane across, like, say, you guys are on your own over there. But no, that's going to happen. It's that time of year. It's that time of year everywhere, in school
yeah.
and everything. But I do feel like when you... thank you. There you go.
Thank you.
For a little water. When you
and it's room temperature.
It's actually warm to the feel because it's so cold in the buildings. But, look, Kesselring, I am so excited to see what he can bring because he got hurt in training camp, played not 100%. Even Lindy Ruff, when Kesselring got hurt a second time, he goes, we haven't really seen what he can do because
correct.
He hasn't been healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I big smile on his face this morning, getting ready to play the game tonight.
It's. I think it's a really big story. I think it's easy to just focus on they've won 3 in a row. They're trying, obviously, now they're under Jarmo's watch starting tonight mm-hmm. as general manager. So, yeah, there's been a lot to discuss here recently. But Kesselring's played 9 games this year. Like, that is a very small fraction of the games. There is a big opportunity, I think,
yes.
for him to make an impact here moving forward. And
you know what I'm excited about?
What's that?
Another game of Norris, Tuck, and Austlin.
Well, yeah.
Because right now, if you had to ask me, whiteboard.
Considering it's only a one-game sample size.
One-game
right
sample,
now,
yeah. but the puck playing, the smart, mm-hmm. how they read it off one another. If you had to ask me right now, big whiteboard and put your lines 1, 2, 3, 4. And yes, like numbering lines. I would have a really strong argument that I think that your top line could be Norris, Tuck, and Austlin. In the game that smart players can create offense, can be responsible defensively,
mm-hmm.
I think there's something there. Now, I get it, right? You have, you know, your Krebs, Thompson, and Doan line that, yeah, there's definitely something there as well. But I would want to put on the whiteboard Norris, with Tuck and Auslan as my top line and want to let them run with it for a little bit.
Well, Zucker, Kulik, and Danforth remain out up mm-hmm. front. Kesselring returns on the blue line. Timmins is a game-time decision probably and with a little bit of an injury. And Colton Ellis was back on the ice today, which is really great to see
yes.
as he emerges from concussion protocol, hopefully gets some practice time in here and then, you know, proves to be very, you know, fit and able to continue. And then that's going to really force that next decision from Kekalainen, who, by the way, will be on Sabres Live tomorrow.
Yes.
As far as getting down from three goaltenders to two. Interesting comment that you just made about the Norris trio with Auslan and Tuck. You know, what can they do tonight? For Auslan, it's really just continuing to try and stay in the lineup here. Again, it's hard to know exactly what it'll look like when Zucker, who's going to be, you know, definitely well after
yes.
Christmas for his return.
In the new year, for sure.
So, yeah, it's...
In my humble opinion.
And by
opinion.
The way, even though, like, it's kind of weird looking at the Thompson line with Krebs there only because Krebs obviously hasn't scored in more than 30 games, mm-hmm. and it's not that you would necessarily expect him to when playing up there. But Tage has been able to find these goal-scoring streaks playing with different players, right?
Lots of different
like, he went on a six-gamer, then went quiet. Now he's back on a four-gamer, but you would have never envisioned that it would be with Krebs and Doan for the most part. Now, granted, Doan's had a very, very good season, but it's not how you would have drawn up Thompson's line mates at the start of the year.
And if you were to write the story at the start of the year and say, look, Thompson's going to get on
You're
these
just
streaks.
Beaming today, by the way.
I know. I'm like trying to find the right spot with the sun. The sun is reflecting off the building across the street and blinding me right now. So I'm trying to get myself in the right place. But if you were to write the story, Tage Thompson's going to have these streak of goals and everything. And he'll play with different guys. I would say, well, he's going to score in the power play. Mm-hmm. That's where he's going to get all his goals. It hasn't been the case. It's not what it is, right?
Right.
So that, to me, is also maybe another one of those push for Thompson to say, I'm in the middle of the ice. I can produce with whoever you put me on the side of me because
yeah.
I'm carrying the play. I'm dictating the play from the middle of the ice. I think that's what he's doing.
We have a poll question today, once again, connected to tonight's opponent, and it is... Do you have a strong opinion on this? You can only have one. Rocky movies, cheesesteaks, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or Jersey Shore, which is... listed as place and show.
Well, definitely not the show. The show was awful. I know it was I'm going to say it was like a cult show, right? Everybody watched it and they loved it. And they had a reunion the other day.
Yes.
And I'm like, what are you guys doing? But yeah, that was an MTV era for sure.
I would have said cheesesteaks years ago, but it's clearly the Jersey Shore now. Like, it is such a beautiful place. And actually on my, like, obviously, it's a big area. I'm music.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Asbury
that's
Park,
gonna be some
you know,
good
like
spot
just there. Anywhere.
You may have done the
area.
Show. You may have done Sabres Live from the Jersey Shore once or twice or close to.
That doesn't feel right, which is strange because I've done the show from just about everywhere.
Yes.
Internationally. I love it. It's like if I won a lottery. And I had a couple of, like, condos across the country. One would be Jersey Shore. And then, depending
Florida?
On how much... No. Dude, where do I spend all my time? California.
Oh, yeah, California. Okay.
So...
But I'm like, okay, but the Jersey Shore, like, in the winter, it's not the same. Right.
Like, I would be
why.
In L.A. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's so. A good thing. Like,
or San Diego, but I'm trying
I'm
to stay cool.
I'm such a TV guy, and maybe I grew up in the... In the era of the Rockies, like I just feel like give me the Rockies every day, all day. Although, do not give me Rocky V. That was not Rocky Balboa.
You didn't like that one?
No, it wasn't good. Tommy the Machine Gun
mm-hmm.
and all of that. Tommy Gunn and the Don King thing. And
well, we encourage you to participate in this at Sabres Live, of course. So the matchup tonight. What are we? Well, this is game one again under. Yarmo.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to remind myself of that?
Because it feels like Yarmo's been here for about seven months. Right. So he hasn't. It's not like he just came in and all of a sudden there's a new guy. But it is a big change. Your general manager was like relief of his duties, and then Yarmo was not just named interim general manager, where you say, okay, well, let's see what happens, and maybe they'll do it. No, he is the GM.
And you know he's done a lot of evaluation on his own, but made a point of saying it's going to continue in all areas here. And I think most people are wondering, how quickly do these evaluations lead to decisions?
And most people that I've talked to or asked me about, you know, with Yarmo being hired, they all say, he's pretty aggressive guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, does that mean that him being aggressive is going to be a lot of changes in a little bit? Now, let's also remember, when it comes to players roster freeze, tomorrow at midnight, December 19th at midnight, the roster is frozen until December 28th. So that's the holiday roster freeze. Now, no trades, no waivers, no loan. Yes, you can always call up guys if there is, you know, a need and an emergency call-ups or whatnot. But so he's not going to be able to do anything to the roster in the next week, which I don't anticipate it was going to happen either. But there could be a Colton Ellis is on the ice.
Yeah.
He said, we got to figure out the three-goalie situation. Well, I'm anticipating it'll be more late December into the new year, but that's probably going to be one that they'll have to figure out.
But we had some, you know, really good sound, I thought, yesterday here on the show from basically the leadership group of the players. Mm-hmm. As we were signing off, Lindy Ruff was addressing the media. So we really didn't have a chance to dive in on what the coach is feeling through all of this.
Yes.
And like every situation, there are multiple ways to look at this. Yesterday, it was hearing it from Lindy, how he felt he let the GM down because he didn't have the success that was expected.
Very normal.
A normal reaction, but you also have to consider the history of the two, going all the way back to Kevin as an assistant coach, right? Like, there's a long history between these two. And then the unavoidable reality when you have change like this, I mean, go through the hockey hallway or go through anywhere in town, people are wondering, like, what happens next here? Is a coaching change even on the forefront of Kekalainen's mind here?
Well,
and then it's an ESPN game tonight, and who's been working for ESPN all the time? John Tortorella. So what are the ESPN people likely to talk about this evening?
Yeah, that's going to be John Buchacross.
You're going to hear this all night on the broadcast, which is ESPN Plus and Hulu. So these are realities that come with the territory of change in professional sports.
Well, I will say this. I think that the Sabres, after coming back from this six-game road trip where they started 0-3 and are now in a three-game winning streak, I've got themselves back in the conversation. They're within reach. They've got a couple of games in hand. All of that. I think that will dictate what will happen and the decisions that could happen with Yarmo and evaluating the coaching staff, for example. You go out and you win tonight, you win over the weekend, you end up winning three of the next four, maybe four of the next four. Mm-hmm. You're in a totally different position. Well, you keep rolling with it, right? Because that's probably what's going to happen. The other thing, too, is, well, Tortorella has had another year on his contract. He's technically still under contract with the Flyers, despite being let go. I would think that the Darren Dreggers of this world would have an inkling if... Because the Sabres would have to ask the Flyers for permission to talk to Tortorella because he's still getting paid for them. Like, there would be a chain of a paper trail of things, and that would be talked about. There hasn't been any conversation. A lot of people are speculating because of the history, but there's no conversation, which tells me that, no, right now, let's focus on the games. Let's focus on our team. Let's focus on our coaching staff, getting them the right tools to be able to succeed. And then we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. So I'm not anticipating anything. I think this is a team that now has won three in a row and has played pretty well. And let's give them a chance to keep running with it.
So the Flyers coaching change, in your opinion, has been
really good.
Really good.
Really
right?
good for the Flyers. And yeah. I think Rick Tocchet, I was on the fence because Rick Tocchet in Arizona, it was like, you know what? It's Arizona. You know, there's not a lot of pressure there. And maybe you have a little success. And then he went to Vancouver. And I don't think that Vancouver really worked well, but maybe not in his control because they have kind of like basically like just destroyed the roster over the last few years. They were great 2 years ago. They were one of the better team, and then they just...
Yeah, I think they did well under Rick, and then other things started happening.
Last year didn't work well.
Right, but Tocchet was... I don't know how you can blame a coach for a situation that became untenable between top players, and management then did what it did. Like, I think Tocchet looks like one of the smartest guys in hockey for walking out of that situation.
100%.
And honestly, and going to a place where he knew
they
his heart
him.
Is
yes.
and has always been. And
so there
I
was the Elias Pettersson and JT Miller situation last year. That really did not go well. But again, I feel like it wasn't handled properly with management, not
right.
coaches, with management. And then the Quinn Hughes situation that was lingering all year last year that finally got resolved with him being traded to Minnesota. So Rick Tocchet as a coach was kind of like stuck. Like, I'm going to coach these guys, but it doesn't feel like anybody's really liking each other or want to play. So I was not questioning the Flyers for hiring Rick Tocchet. I just didn't know how long it would take for them to be able to get back to the next step, right?
Yeah.
And I think the number one thing they did is they figured out their goaltending. They took a chance on Vladar. We just talked about it. Because mm-hmm. they had that Fedotov, Kolesov, Ersson. They didn't know what was going on in that. And so that was the number one thing they had to figure out. Then, well, you know what? Let's add a piece that maybe we're going to take a chance on mm-hmm. and see if it works. And that was Trevor Zegras. And Sean Couturier is back. Mm-hmm. And back healthy and playing well. Now, he's not the Sean Couturier that he was 7-8 years ago, but he's back and playing well. It helps. But I think Rick Tocchet has done a fantastic job with the tools that were given to him by Danny Briere in the hockey department, and he's running with it right now.
Sabres Flyers tonight, 7:30, ESPN Plus and Hulu. Who's your anytime goal scorer tonight?
Well, I mean, I'm going to continue with a good thing, and I'm going to go Tage Thompson once again, because if you're on a streak, I'm like at the craps table right now, and I keep rolling the numbers that you want me to roll, and Tage Thompson is that number right now. Not crapping out tonight.
Who do you think I'm picking?
You are picking Michael Kesselring.
I did that before.
You did. I don't think there's odds on Michael Kesselring
yeah,
to score
tonight. Yeah, there are. Plus 1,700.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll stick with Noah Oslin at plus 490.
Hey, you're not crapping out either. You're rolling the dice, baby. Let's go. Double down.
We were both victorious on Sunday
Which
in Seattle.
Which was hilarious because Duffer and I are sitting basically in the crowd, right? We have a little perch. It was fantastic. What a good setup we had in Seattle. And then Noah Austin scores on that play by Josh Norris. And Duffer goes, yes! Like a big like fist bump. Like, you're not allowed to cheer on the press box, but we're not on the press box. Big fist bump. Fans around are looking at us like, what the hell just happened?
Anytime goal scorer.
You yell, anytime goal scorer. And then I said, wait a second, Tate. And then Tate scores, and I did the whole fist bump. Like, yes!
Ridiculous.
It was so funny.
It's the holiday season. We're just like kids around here.
Oh, and by the way, you know what happened? If you were watching in the intermission on mm-hmm. Seattle, you know when I interrupted you, sorry, I said, there was just a marriage proposal on the Jumbotron. Duffer, I kid you not, I got hit by a message on Instagram by the girl that got engaged. So this is what she sent to me. Her name is Kendra. She goes, hey, Margie, just wanted to say thank you for announcing before the second period during the Seattle Kraken game that about the proposal. It was me, and my answer was a resounding yes. We're able to capture the moment since it was recorded on our TV. So somehow they were recording our broadcast.
What?
And they're Seattle fans, and then she sent me a bunch of pictures from like them and the video that they recorded. How incredible is that?
I'm more dumbfounded now by that than you interjecting that it had happened in the moment.
Oh. I was just being like in the moment.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yes, we had some happy couple, at least one happy couple at the game in Seattle.
Okay, there's a couple things we really want to get to. Schedule, obviously, here, most important for the Sabres. Tonight, they are home, and we're running out of home games before the holidays. Saturday, the Islanders are in, and then off on the road we go. We'll be with the team in New Jersey and Ottawa before the Christmas break. Those games are on Sunday and Tuesday before returning to KeyBank Center on December 27th when the Boston Bruins roll into town. Now, we want you to build out your five-game pack. This is a great holiday gift idea, by the way.
Yes.
Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit Sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. There were only five in the NHL last night, and for whatever reason, I was underwhelmed. Like, producer Sammy's always looking for, you know, let's revisit some of these dazzling moments, disturbing moments. I was like,
do you know, like, how long
I'm like, okay, I love the Kings. I'm getting to the point where I can't watch the Kings.
Yeah,
like, they don't do anything anymore. They're frustrating to me. I used to love Nashville. They don't do anything anymore. Yeah. They had zero chance against Carolina last night. They traveled their own statisticians, of course.
Yes.
The shots were like 35-10
yes.
at one point for Carolina. I'm like, this is the most predictable thing ever. So anyway.
And you know what? If you're a fan of NHL.com and every morning you want to see all the goals from the night before, sometimes it's like a 15-minute affair. Like, you have to give yourself plenty of time. 3 minutes and 12 seconds was the all goals from last night. It was all unders.
Wow.
All unders all across the league.
So, and one that wouldn't even count in actual goal scoring was Jesper Bratt's
yes.
shootout goal. This was dazzling. It was also at the expense of Vegas, who cannot win in shootouts. They are so bad. They're so bad in shootouts. Mitch Marner's 0 for 5 this year. It's truly remarkable. But, Brad, how would you grade his shootout goal last night?
Dazzling is great, because the way that I look at it, they're actually 1-4, sorry, 0-5. 0-4 is Colorado. He made the puck dizzy. Like he stick-handled the puck so much that I was like, what is he doing? I'm dizzy right now. The puck is dizzy. Carter Hart was dizzy. And then he went in one motion, the back end, and it was top shelf. It was incredible.
It's an A-plus shootout goal. It really is.
It's an A-plus, and I can tell you, I know NHL players are all skilled and all. There is less than 10% of NHL players that can do what Jesper Bratt did in that shootout move.
Okay, we've added dizzying now to dazzled and
dazzled
disturbed.
Dazzled and disturbed and dizzying, yes. Thank you, producer Sam.
Okay, there might be another D word here. I'll restrain myself. Brad Marchand.
I'm going to zip it too?
No, his celebration after last night.
About the D word you're talking about. I'm zipping it. No, so when you look at Brad Marchand, like, I get it with the rats and everything, and he is a rat, and I don't even know what he's trying to do. He's throwing it at himself. One time he was shooting the rats at all the guys on the ice.
So E-Rod normally does this with him? Is that
the thing? Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, so, thank you. So he's shooting it at himself.
But when I see this, and I don't know if you watched the entirety of Florida-Tampa the other night.
Oh, that
when Brad went to the box with, there were two Lightning players. Yeah. Crozier was one of them. He never stopped.
No,
he was absolutely destroying them, and sure enough came out of the box, got involved, you know, scored a goal right against Crozier. Crozier, ironically, would score later. But when I see this, my only question is, does Brad Marchand actually have even more of an attitude now? Like, even way all the antics we've seen from Brad, do you think he's got even more attitude and all of that?
I always feel like, you know, he played with Patrice Bergeron for a long time, and Patrice is such a gentleman that he probably toned him down a little bit.
Maybe.
And now Brad is in Florida, and Matthew Tkachuk's going to return at some point. He played with him last year.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, you want me to have a little bit more swagger? I'll have it. Now, he does things only Brad Marchand does. The other day, I think it was against Columbus, he found himself into the meeting at the end of, like, the timeout, and he was sneaking in Columbus's bench, like, to try to see what was going on.
Okay, you want a D word? It's dirtbag.
You can't do that. Like,
it's ridiculous, right?
You'll get slashed and hurt for that.
Yeah,
but
hey, we got Sammy waiting. We got to take a quick break because we don't want to keep Matias waiting.
I wanted to ask you, what about the second goal Florida scored yesterday? Whatever, like, it was Verhaeghe, like, oh. It was just
he's on fire now.
It was just unbelievable how that ended up in the back of the net. So that was a little bit dazzling as well.
Okay, quick reminder, don't miss out on the Sabres Give 716 Holiday Raffle. It's your chance at a guaranteed $71,600 jackpot plus second chance prizes presented by Northtown Automotive. All proceeds benefit local nonprofits here in Western New York. You can get your tickets now through the 27th at sabres.com/5050. Matthias Samuelson coming up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Up on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Ryan Miller's Catwalk for Charity event. It's coming up. It's presented by the New Era Cap Foundation. It's January 16th at Babeville. That's a Friday night. It's a fun fashion-forward event featuring a great lineup of appearances from Ryan's 05-06 mates. A live set from the Strictly Hip. Open bar. Lots more. Visit sabres.com/catwalk to purchase your tickets today. As promised, Matthias Samuelson joining us here on Sabres Live, and because of where he's from and the opponent tonight, we have a Twitter poll question that we will encourage you again to participate in, so this is for you. You can only have one.
Yeah.
Rocky movies, cheesesteaks, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or the Jersey Shore?
Jersey Shore, 100%.
The show or the actual location?
Location, yeah.
Okay,
because I don't really care about the show, okay. But... that's right.
That was very easy for you. Like, there was no hesitation,
if,
right?
If the Shore wasn't in it, it'd be cheesesteaks. But
you're not a Rocky movie guy. I would have picked the Rocky movies myself.
I like them for sure, but get a cheesesteak downtown. There's
what's your favorite one? Is it Pat's or Gino's? Like this or that, or off the board, or the other thing.
One of my best friends from home, his dad owns a pizzeria there.
Okay,
Wolf Street. They got a pretty banging cheesesteak there. Get those a lot.
Like fully loaded peppers, everything in there, or what? The cheese on top, the meat, everything.
Oh yeah, all of it. All the fixes. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that something you would ever get anywhere else, or only when you're close to home?
I mean, if I was anywhere else, they would really have to impress me. Like, I'd have to see it beforehand, I think.
Make it. I'm going to tell you if I'm going to have it or not.
Like, if I'm in a restaurant, I got to see, like a waiter or waitress walk by with it. And like, oh, that looks like a good one. But
now, why the Jersey Shore? Like, what is it? What? How much time do you spend there? What do you love about it?
I live there in the summers. I grew up probably, like, 45 minutes inland, right by their practice facility. Yeah, it's just a nice spot to live in the summer, the beach. It's kind of secluded. A lot of friends and family, like grandparents, parents have houses down there. So, and it's just like you walk everywhere, little beach island type vibe.
Yeah.
Doesn't really feel like it'd be like New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've probably been a bunch. But
oh, I've been a few times. I did not have the luxury of having a home or anything there, but I knew it for a couple of people and, you know, you'd go for a couple of days and, you know, yeah, it's about maybe just a little under an hour from Voorhees where I was and where you're probably in that area. But are you one that will venture into the boardwalk, Atlantic City, and go to the, you know, they have all the street vendors and everything there? I'm not talking about the casinos because it's not like the same, but I'm just saying like, are you staying away just beach and ocean?
Yeah, I stay away from that. I mostly just I'll train work out in the mornings and then in the afternoon hang out by the beach or go on a friend's boat. Yeah, things like that. I stay more of in the smaller, less touristy area. Mm-hmm. If you go to like Ocean City or Atlantic City, there's a lot of tourists there.
And, yep.
I stay where it's pretty much only locals.
Do you do beach workouts? Like if you like,
no,
you
know, no, I'm not moving.
Pump
on the
beach. Guns and then the push-ups on the beach and you know all of that. No,
no. No, I don't move. When I go to the beach, I'm sitting in one spot for 3 hours.
How often do you go back to your alma mater,
Western Michigan?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad that you verified that we knew it was Western Michigan.
I haven't been back in 4 or 5 years now, probably.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I always tell myself I'm going to go to, like, the alumni weekend. They do, like, a golf tournament. A bunch of guys from my class go. I still keep in touch with a bunch of them, but I always say I will, and then it gets to that time of the summer, and then I don't feel like traveling.
Because you're working out and sitting on the beach.
Yeah, exactly. That's
like, why would you go to Western Michigan, like, if you can do that every
day? Yeah, Kalamazoo or the Jersey Shore. I'm taking the Jersey Shore, so...
That's a pretty good one. Let's talk a little hockey. So you got in a little bit of a hot streak there for a while. You were sniping. You know, like,
and then we showed the graphic of shooting percentage all time among Sabres defensemen. And
you were up there, and then you
stopped shooting. So, but
I was up high on the list, though.
You were shooting like 20%, and for any guy that had 5 goals or more, you were like the highest shooting percentage.
20%, that's pretty good.
It was pretty good, right?
That's really, really good. But like Duffer said, do you feel like you've taken a different approach, maybe shooting a little less, maybe less opportunities? I kept saying, well, teams are pre-scouting him now, so they're taking a shot away. But do you feel like maybe the opportunities aren't the same as they were when you and Dahl started playing together?
I think playing with Rass definitely helps. Obviously, I think they're way more worried about him offensively than me. So sometimes it leaves me a little more open than I probably should be. He also creates so much. So if I just hang out on the weak side of the ice and he gets me, I could get opportunities. I think it was a big part of you know, what I wanted to change in my game about coming in this year, get more involved. I think in the past couple of years I've been so worried about just defense. And, you know, maybe when that's not going the way you want, it could be a little mentally challenged if you're not contributing anywhere else. So, I was a little, some of those probably shouldn't have gone in, but
they all count.
It's nice
they
to
all count.
It's nice to get those on the board and get some confidence going for sure.
Did you have, I mean, we talked so much in the summer with Kesselring coming in, and it's great to see him back now too. Just what the pairings were going to look like. Did you expect to play with Rasmus this year?
To be honest, I didn't really know what to expect. I think we got a lot of really good D-men. you know, at the end of the day, like, I think if you're playing well, you're going to play the minutes you should, no matter the partner. You know, I think even start of the year, we'd start with a certain pair, and then halfway through the game, we'd switch it up depending on how the game was going. You know, I also understand, like, we're up a goal in the third. I might play a little more. You know, we're down a couple trying to get it. Maybe I miss a shift here and there, which is just obviously, like, the nature of your role and how the pairings are. But I think Marty does a good job of getting everyone involved and playing, you know, a good amount of minutes to feel part of it.
Now, I mean, I feel like when you played with Rasmus in the past, like, lefty, righty, you guys switched over a lot. This year, it feels like you're staying on your side of the ice a little bit more. Is that accurate to say that you guys don't move left-right as much as you used to?
Yeah, I think we still do it a bit, but I would say you're right. In the past, it was definitely way more switching. I think also in the past, the way we would defend, there was way more surfing through the neutral zone, so you would just automatically start crossing sides.
It didn't matter if you were righty, lefty. Like, you would always end up surfing and coming across and defending that way. But
yeah, that was more of how Donnie wanted to defend. Yeah. We don't really do that as much. So you more just stay on your side, so you're not naturally switching as much. Mm-hmm. But you're playing with another lefty. Like, if I'm going up the ice on the right side, like in the other zone, we just kind of stay.
Yep.
There's no reason to switch back. But yeah, I kind of like it. Sometimes it's annoying playing with a righty and you're going up the ice and they're yelling at you to switch sides. Like, just go up and play. So, and obviously Rass is a heck of a player, so it makes it pretty easy on
me. And when he gets the puck, you know that at some point he's going to be going, like, from left to right, right to left, and you guys will have to read off of one another at that.
Yeah, you're whatever side you're on, just be ready to get to the other one, because he's going to walk the blue line all the way. Yeah, but he's obviously really fun to play with.
The minutes are big this year. Penalty kill's been really good. Just how do you assess kind of where you're at, especially now, given that tonight is night one under a new general manager? So undoubtedly that brings with it, you know, I'm guessing, a little bit of change or what, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think obviously you want to get off to a good start under Jarmo. You know, he talked to us a bit just about the standard every day and, you know, the character of everyone coming in the rink every day. So, you know, you want to follow your leader and, you know, show him that you can't play the standard that he expects. So, yeah, it's a big night. In terms of the PK, I think it's been really good all year. Maybe slipping a little bit here and there lately, but yeah, I think that's a big part when you're killing penalties. You know, it's big momentum. And, you know, I think in the past, maybe when the kill hasn't been very good and you take a penalty, you're like, oh, boy, here we go. And then, like, so I think when everyone's confident that you could kill the 2 minutes, it's big momentum for the group.
About the PK, in training camp, it felt and looked like the net front defenseman was playing back post a lot. And there was a couple of plays in preseason where, you know, bumper plays or attacking the net was a little exposed. And now it feels like you guys have moved more to the strong post. When you're in front of the net, where do you like to play? Do you like to shut it down on the strong post, or do you like to go back post and try to take the back door?
I think it depends, like, if their net front guy is playing off at the goal line, or, like, if you're playing, like, Kreider or Hyman, they like to just build a wall on the backside. Yeah. So I think you more of read off that guy. If the guy's playing off the back post like that, you have to respect it way more. So you have to play a little deeper, I think. But when the guy's playing on the goal line, I definitely like to be more towards the bumper. Mm-hmm. Then if they go low there, you kind of can hold for a second so they can't just, like, bang, bang into the middle. I think most of it's reading off of what their low guy is doing. I think that's where it justifies where you're going to stand as a D-man.
Do you like to, like, have that conversation with the goalie as well? And sometimes goalies like different things. One may want you to attack, and so is there that conversation going on with the goalies as well, trying to adjust to who's in net?
For sure. I think, especially with that, like, goal line play, like, just if it's, like, Oopie telling Oopie, like, well, you might have to take, like, a net jam here. Or if he tries to get to the weak post, you might have to take that, and I'll hold the middle so it's can't, like, I'd rather give up the net jam than a one-timer in the slot. It's, like, things like that. Their tendencies of, like, if a guy's coming downhill instead of on a one-timer shooting short side, like, giving the goalie the short side, we take away the far side. Mm-hmm. I mean, your goalie is your number one penalty killer, so definitely try to communicate with him what he's seeing too, or what he feels like we should take away more, what he can handle. It's definitely a conversation.
Because you grew up in Philadelphia, Marty Brodeur in New Jersey, and this is a Mike Rupp story that I couldn't believe. He got beat on a shot from the corner a couple of times. And Marty wasn't good off the post. So the next practice, Marty told everybody, that's the most dangerous shot. I don't want that shot. It was a shot from the corner. So then they start giving up one-timers from the middle because everybody was trying to take that away. And then it sunk even deeper. So sometimes don't listen to the goalies. All I'm saying is sometimes we say a lot of things. You don't have to listen to everything the goalies say.
Yeah, take it with a grain of salt when the goalie speaks.
It's our philosophy here on Sabres Live.
Yeah.
Never listen to the goalie.
10% of what I say is 100% accurate.
Yeah. So what's new with you? Anything new, personal life we should know about?
Recently, no. Over the summer, I got engaged.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I've been.
How are the wedding plans going?
Good, yeah.
Are you involved?
Yeah, I haven't really. From what I hear, they're good.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I haven't really done a whole lot. I give my opinion here and there, but now my beautiful fiance is doing most of that.
That's awesome. Will you, now that we've kind of toned down the dress code in the NHL, will there be the same thing for the ceremonies? Will you dress up or will you just be comfortable and casual? Because you're a comfortable, casual guy.
No, we're going black tie.
Oh.
Yeah, we're okay. doing it right.
In Kalamazoo, I'm assuming.
Yeah, downtown KZU. That should be fun. Looking forward to it. But, yeah, it's going to be a whole shebang.
This summer, awesome. So we know where all the players, your teammates are going to be.
Yeah,
get invited.
Come mid-July, the whole Sabres is going to be in Jersey.
Amazing. Thank you for stopping by today, and good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you, guys.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a great way to offer upscale entertaining to clients or colleagues? We're introducing the new First Class Pass for groups of 10 or more, featuring Sabre game tickets plus private club access in the 1970 Club. All-inclusive gourmet dining and parking passes are included. Visit sabres.com/pass to learn more today. At Sabres Flyers tonight. We're back after this.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Well, we have less than a minute, so we'll go right back to our poll here and see if Matthias Samuelsson was able to sway the voters. And he did a little bit. 4% is voting the Jersey Shore right now. But it is cheesesteaks that are taking the top prize. You can only have one. Rocky Movies, cheesesteaks. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or the Jersey Shore. But Matthias did say,
I hope he doesn't have a career in politics. Because if your,
got 4%
if your
of the
words are swaying it to just 4%, you don't stand much of a chance.
He's going against three big guys.
Happy birthday, former Sabre Bobby Corkum, 58 today.
Oh, Bobby Corkum, got to play with him here for a little bit. Big deadline acquisition.
Enjoy your night off.
Thank you, you too.
I plan to. Sabres Flyers, ESPN Plus and Hulu tonight.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit DetectTheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.